This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to take just a moment or two out of your busy day and study with us from the Word of God. Especially so, I call your attention to the passage in the first chapter of the book of Philippians in the New Testament of the Bible, in which the Apostle Paul says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." We've been talking about what it means to say that. We've pointed out already and studied in some detail the fact that it means that Christ must be your king, that you must be in Christ, that you must be clothed with Christ, that Christ must be the activity, the work of your life. It must be the message of your life. It's what you preach by what you do and say with each passing day. It must be the goal of your life. It must be what you're really looking forward to, your basic ambition. And it must be the fruit of your life. Now we note also in the book of Philippians, in the 4th chapter, in the 13th verse, we learn that for us to live and to be able to say truthfully that Christ is our life, for to me to live is Christ, entails this point. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things in Him or through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You see, the real power of the Christian life is in Christ, not in self. Too many times we simply look to ourselves and we see how little power we have, we see how little intelligence we have, and we despair of life. But Paul, in spite of all the tribulations and adversities which he faced from various things, certainly from the great enemies of the Christian religion, nevertheless could say, I can do all things through Him that strengtheneth me. You and I today can say that and say it truthfully if we will really turn our lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ. If we will trust in Him as the Son of God, and trusting in Him means that we're willing to obey His will, there is no way to show your faith in or your love for the Lord Jesus Christ other than in obedience to His will. Jesus indicated in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, that you do not really have the right to call yourself a follower of His or to call Him Lord if you're not willing to do what He says. He put it in the form of a question, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? And yet I know there are many people, no doubt believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, who feel that the matter of obedience is of no importance whatever. But Jesus made clear that you cannot be a true follower of His if you're not willing to obey what He teaches. And even though He offers salvation to all men, according to Titus chapter 2, verse 11, He is, as a matter of fact, the Savior only of those that obey Him. Notice the words of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered, and being made perfect, He became unto all them that obey Him the author of eternal salvation. So Christ is the power of our life, provided we are willing to live in obedience to His will. Doesn't matter what situation in life you face, Christ will give you the power to face it. And Paul made clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13 that there is no temptation that we face or could face that would be too great for us to overcome, because He will provide a way of escape. But you see, the catch of that for many people is they do not realize that they must want the way of escape. And that way of escape depends upon our being willing to obey Him. So Christ is the power of our lives. You today, do not depend upon your own power alone. This, of course, doesn't mean that we're not to do all we can. But at the same time, we're to live our lives in trust and confidence in Him. As the writer of Proverbs said in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. How marvelous is that statement! How great a message it ought to be to the heart of every one of us, that if we will trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and not lean upon our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge Him, He will direct our paths. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of the great topic, what it means to be able to say, for to me to live is Christ.